Praise the Lord. We welcome everyone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. First and foremost, the truth about it is this, that 25th December is not the birthday of Jesus Christ. Amen. That one is established. And we are not the first. Even as blind as they are, Jehovah Witness, they know that one. Seventh-day Adventists, they know it. Amen. It is only the Catholics and her denominational daughters that celebrate Christmas. And all of us were in that celebration before our eyes were opened. Amen. Those who watch us on our television, we have been, the message we taught graphically, we showed scripturally, that I'm sure you have been watching it, that the birthday of Jesus Christ is not 25th December. And the interesting thing about it all is, if it is not 25th December, then why are people celebrating the birthday of Jesus Christ on the 25th? Why? Why are they celebrating the birthday of Jesus Christ on the 25th? Why? 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 Somebody may be watching me now from somewhere in Kogi. You say you listened to the teaching a few days ago on the television. At the end of every year, there is one message I preach that we air it every end of year at the appropriate time, of course. December, every day, more than 10 times in a day, we play that message. December, oh, the 25th December is not the birthday of Jesus Christ. For everybody to hear it. Then, when Christmas finishes, we shall start another one again. Another lie that they do. First fruit offering. The teaching that says all your income, your salary in the month of January, you have to take it to the church as your first fruit. It's a lie. It's a 419. It's a lie. Oh, there's no Bible scripture that supports it. Nothing like that. That is not the meaning of first fruit. In fact, it's a wicked doctrine. And anybody propagating that is a thief. And they know. So we say it, you know, no matter how you preach some things, there are people that are doomed, ordained to be deceived. No matter what you open Bible, show them, you are wasting your time. As far as they are concerned, their reverend doctor and their GO, general overseer, archbishop, can never be wrong. Instead of looking at Bible, they are looking at archbishop. They are looking at reverend, right reverend, very reverend doctor. Not till, even that title, they don't even know that that man bearing that title has nothing to do with Christianity. We say it because error has gone so far. But God in His mercy has brought a restoration ministry. Oh, you should be excited at that now. That's why we sing, our eyes of understanding He has opened up at last. As
victory is ours, we were shamed down in the past. So jubilee us on there. And we are responded to our God, who lives in our love.
Hallelujah. What is original? The apostolic faith is the original faith. Anything contrary to that is not original. Praise the Lord. So you will ask now, so when was Christ born? The key is in the Bible. And there's a calculation you will make. Luke chapter 1, verse 5. Anybody that allows himself to be deceived now is doomed to be deceived. Now, Luke chapter 1, verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named who? Of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And we know the rest of the story. That was the prophecy concerning the birth of John. The angel came to Zechariah. But see where we get the key here. The key is that in verse 5, he is of the course of Abia. And verse 8, when did the angel visit him? Verse 8, and it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, which course? 1 Chronicles chapter 24. That is where it is being referred to. 1 Chronicles chapter 24. Verse 1 says, Now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. Remember, what we're looking at here in Chronicles is a record of David, who was refused building the temple, but he set the temple in order before his son Solomon took over. So he did not only provide the materials for the building, he also arranged everything pertaining to the building, including the priesthood, how the priests will be ministering in the temple. And remember, this priest, that's what we see here, only the priest from Levi, the family of Levi, only them are given that office of priesthood. And if you read it through, David then arranged them two in a month. Two in a month. Each of them is to minister two in a month. Two in a month. So each of those courses were named after, you know, those first priests that were to minister. Now, the first two, that is in the first month of the year of the Jewish calendar, the first month, two. One will minister maybe after 2 weeks, 15 days, because calendar of the Jewish calendar is 30 days in a month. Some, not like the Roman calendar where you have some 28 days, some 30 days, some 31 days, their own is 30. And that is a prophetic calendar, is 30 days in a month. So the first 15 days, one person will minister. That is how he set it up. In verse 7, 1 Chronicles chapter 24. Now the first lot came forth to Joharib, and the second to Jediah. So the first month, these are the two people that will minister. So even after they die, the next person that takes over, you will only be taking over in the order that has already been set up, named after this. There are 24 in number, two for every month. Verse 8. The third to Harim, the fourth to Sarim, the fifth to Malkijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakos, the eighth to Abijah. This Abijah is the same one referred to as Abia. So now Zechariah was a priest. His own order to minister in the temple was after the order of Abia, otherwise known as Abijah. So what you have to do is to go back to the order that was set up, the lot of Abijah, and find out when did his own fall. When did his own fall? Which month did his own fall? If you are able to trace it with the Jewish calendar, then you will know what time the angel, which month the angel visited Zechariah and visited Elizabeth. And from that time that he visited, Zechariah went 6 months after and met Mary. It was 6 months after that Mary also got pregnant for the Lord Jesus Christ, because John the Baptist is 6 months older than Jesus Christ. Find out 6 months also when, from when Mary took in, 6 months ahead, then you will find out which month of the Jewish calendar did Mary take in. Then calculate it from that period. Count 9 months forward. Then you will get exactly in the Jewish calendar when Jesus Christ was born. And we try to do that. I'm giving you a key now so that you will find out on your own, by your own self. But we have taken it that you can get the table, broke it down for you. And exactly, it fell between September and October of the Roman calendar. If me that didn't go to school of theology know this one. If me will not go any school at all know this one. And this one is not the Holy Spirit coming to give you to decode anything. It is there. Just add 2 plus 2 is equals to 4. Okay, let me show you again. If me, I know it. What of Reverend Doctor? What of all the Catholic priests? All of them have doctorate degrees. Very educated. There is no Catholic priest that is illiterate. Degree upon degrees. Amen. So that you will know there's something going on. Okay, another 2 times 2. What is 2 times 2? Do you need revelation for that? Do you need Holy Ghost? 2 times 2 is what? 1 plus 1 is what? Now Holy Ghost tell you that one. Okay, see 2 plus 2 now. Now, when was Jesus Christ born? I mean, how old was Jesus Christ? Sorry, when he died? Eh? Eh? No, it's 33 and a half. Everybody knows. 33 and a half. So, if Jesus Christ died at the age of 33 and a half, then it means, and now, when did he die? He died in April. Correct? It's April, and that's why we celebrate Easter. That was the period he died. Now, that means, by April when he died, he celebrated his birthday 6 months ago. Correct? Okay, begin to count backwards now from April. Oh yeah? 2 times 2, 4 now. From April. Oh yeah? We have what? March? February? January? December? November? October. He celebrated his last birthday in October. So that you will know when we say that his birthday falls between September and October. Using the Roman calendar. So for anybody now, amen, and not even that, history shows the very period that tax that made Joseph and Mary to come to Jerusalem for that census that was done. That it was announced everybody had to come to your hometown for that census. And that was when they came, everywhere was full up, nowhere for them to stay. The only place for them to stay was where they were keeping animals. So they know the history, they know the period, they know the time that thing took place. And it was that was the period that he was given birth to. Now, so for anybody to say that 25th December is the birthday of Jesus Christ, you are willingly being ignorant. Even if you didn't know before because of religion, now you know. And wherever you are watching me from, listen. 25th December was a day of celebration hundreds of years before Christ was born. According to history, see, this thing I'm saying here, information is not at our fingertips. Just go to Google. History of Christmas. Go to Google. 25th December. The celebration of 25th December. What is it? All the information is there. There's nothing hidden there. So I'm not telling you something that you listening to me getting angry now. Go to Google. So when we talk like this, and then they want to hold on to their error, they will tell you that all Christians, they agreed that we should celebrate his birthday on the 25th. And that is very stupid to say that. Somebody was born in a day, then you all agree that you should not celebrate it on that date. You should choose another date. That's very stupid of you, isn't it? That's very foolish. You know, why are you choosing another date? What happened to his own date? You say you agree. Why, on what terms did you agree? Why did you need an agreement? You, when they celebrate your own birthday, do you do agreement before you celebrate your birthday with your family? All you need to do is to know the date. Okay, and we didn't know the date. We didn't know the date. If you didn't know the date, then at least, you know, celebrate within the period he was born. Why are you not celebrating between September and October? But you know the time he was crucified, but you don't know the time he was born. Why don't you select another date, another period for celebrating his crucifixion and his resurrection? Now, what I'm saying here, amen, is to let you know that these are some of the things. Okay, I have not spoken that 25th December was a hidden date. I didn't conclude that statement. The pagan Rome, and we are still in the fallout of the last empire before Christ will come, which is the Roman Empire. And they introduced, they are the ones that introduced what we have today in Christianity. Pagan worship. The agreement that Christians are talking about, this is where the agreement is. Listen very well. The agreement is when that meeting was held, according to history. That history, we know it. Go and Google it. In AD 325, in a city called Nicaea in Rome, that was when pagan Rome and Christianity came together. The agreement they had there was for idolatry and Christianity to come together. and they gave birth to the Roman Catholic Church. And if there's going to be agreement, amen, when there is a merger, the day that PDP and APC will come together, there is always agreement. It's give and take, isn't it? There will be give and take. And when they agree to come together, I'm paraphrasing these things because the history and the story is very, very interesting. If you get to know what actually happened, what led to it, under that general Constantine. Is it Constantine? General, the Emperor Constantine, he had a dream that produced whatever thing he thought was interpretation. He won the battle, came back, and believed that it's the God of the Christians that made him to have that victory. But that dream was given to him by Satan. We know it. And then he decided to adopt Christianity also, as he has adopted all the religions in his empire. Now they will be given recognition. And since Christianity was widely accepted, they had a meeting. And remember, one of the things that gave birth to that meeting was the disagreement between the church in Rome and the others when certain practices were disagreeing on so many practices. So he came in now to resolve the problem and then bring Christianity and give it a state recognition, and that produced the agreement. There are things within the Christian faith that has a semblance with what they do in idolatry. As at that time, there was a woman they were already worshipping called Semiramis. Praise God. Who gave birth to a son? What's the name of the son? Nimrod. What? Well, they have different names. We have Tammuz and the rest. We have the history is very interesting. But what happened is that there was a woman worship. And there was also the son of that woman worship. And they already had the picture of the woman carrying baby that they were worshiping. And since there is a mother and child, virgin birth, Mary, and a son, so why don't we just change the name of Semiramis to Mary? That is why in every Catholic church you have that shrine of that woman and that baby, and they come and they bow and they worship it. It's a shrine. It's not in the Bible. It is from pagan Rome. Praise the Lord. Pastor, why are you talking like this? I am preaching. I am telling you why we are who we are. Are you condemning the Catholic faith? I am not condemning them. But I am saying they are another religion. They are not Christians. And we have freedom to choose any religion we like. But I'm only trying to tell you there is a Catholic religion and there is a Christian religion. Praise the Lord. And I'm telling you now how to know the Christian religion. And the Christian religion, they have in their leadership, the Christian religion, they in their leadership, they don't have reverend. They don't have reverend father. It is the Catholic religion that has reverend father, bishop, archbishop, and all the titles. It is their religion. I am not condemning them. I'm only trying to tell you that Christmas celebration is Catholic religious feast. It is not a Christian feast. And I'm telling you how they came about it. And the fact that everybody mentions God, 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 God. Hindus mention God. Islam mentions God. Everybody, God, 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 God. Does not mean that all of us are worshipping the same God. But it is all called God. So that's what I'm saying. The fact everybody is saying church, 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 church. There are some babalawos that have changed their business to church. Okay, but what they do there is they are doing their babalawo fetish business.
Daddy, even before every statue of Mary, they write it there boldly, the shrine of Mary. And this is the definition of a shrine, a place of worship hallowed by association with some sacred things or person.
That is grammar. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Shrine, it's a shrine. It's a shrine. It's a shrine. And if you notice, they hold it so dearly, so dearly, so dearly. And there is so much adoration given to that woman. But you never see even Christ himself giving that type of adoration to her in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Blessed, hail Mary. It's a blessed art thou among women. Blessed art thou among women. Is it only Mary in the Bible? Jesus say you are blessed. He has told other people too they are blessed. The angel told Mary you are blessed. She's blessed, of course, to be the one chosen by God to come to earth. Amen. But it's okay. Everybody, whatever you believe, you must justify it. I'm only trying to let you know why we Christians don't celebrate Christmas, the birthday of Jesus Christ. We don't celebrate it. We know better than to celebrate. If you don't know you are celebrating it, it's okay. After all, amen. This thing I'm saying now, I'm telling us as believers. But I won't bother to say that now to a Muslim. Because if anything at all, I am rejoicing that a day is set aside where the whole world is told a Savior was born. It's an opportunity for those of us who are evangelists to use it and then talk to sinners. You know, the benefit of the birth of Jesus Christ. But when we come among ourselves, we know better. We know better than to follow them. And to start with, let's face it. Jesus is known as a holy man. His followers are identified with holiness. That's why we are called Christians. It is supposed to be Christians that are supposed to celebrate his birth, because it is the birth of their Savior. But let's face it, who are those celebrating it now? Who are those celebrating it now? Amen. Armed robbers are celebrating it. Hallelujah. When they caught some thieves, is it yesterday? Jayola, who was telling me? They caught some thieves and they asked them, why did you do that? They said, we're looking for money for Christmas. When Christmas is approaching, crime increases. To let you know, when Christmas is approaching, breweries increase their production because demand will increase. When Christmas is approaching, nightclubs prepare. When Christmas is approaching, that is a time for commercial houses to make money. Shopping centers make money. And to tell you the fallacy of all this, even all of us, while we are going Christmas, has it occurred to you that on that 25th day when you wake up, you ask yourself, so what did happen today? What is the thing about today? So all the preparation we're preparing since January. Christmas they come. Okay, you are woken up today. Now today is Christmas. So what did happen? The sun didn't shine? Or some special thing fell from heaven? Though we are also aware that there are some families that reserve eating certain type of food till Christmas Day. No, that one a poverty, a poverty. That one a poverty. It's a poverty. Because there's nothing I will eat today that I have not been eating before. So what's the special thing today? 25th December. Praise the Lord. That is why you see the hand of Satan in it all. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ was not born on the 25th of December. In those days, we used to say, see the Jehovah Witness. We are looking at them as a cult because they did not celebrate Christmas. Meanwhile, on Christmas Day, that is the day we get drunk. We drink to stupor. Why are you drunk? Not Christmas. Praise God. May God help us. May God help us.